Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to go right out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening on the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And we have a very special guest joining us here. He's here for the Panthers' 25th anniversary, all the stuff that the team has going on. Home opener tonight, which you can hear on WQAM. And Brian Skrudland is kind enough to join us this morning. Brian, before I let you get started here, I got to tell you, Dave Hyde, who's sitting next to me, said you are a top five athlete that he has ever covered down here in South Florida. And he's been around here a while.
I'm putting the pressure on you, Brian.
Very kind words, Dave. Now, is Joe your number one then? Is he 1, 2, 3, and 4?
You know, I haven't even rounded out my top five. I'm just putting you in it. That's all that matters, because there was a magical time here. And 90s, and when I think of, okay, I've been here for a while, the most fun times covering a team, that would be number one, because of the run you guys made, the guys who you were, just a lot of workmanlike, solid careers, good careers, but not superstars, and the surprise factor in South Florida at the time. And I remember players walking out after games, and it'd just be a mob in that playoff scene. Fans would be waiting around. What memory do you have? Take us back so people can understand what hockey was and still could be again here. What? Give us a little insight from 96.
Well, you know, we were, of course, being called the underdog was that key thing that was our motivation right from the get-go in 93, right through till 96, and we didn't consider ourselves that way. We thought we were a pretty good hockey team probably at the time, the NHL's number one goaltender. When you got the NHL's number one goaltender, it gives you a chance to win every night. And not only was John as great as he was, but Mark gave us some good backup. Well, I think he played 28 games that original season. We just had buy-in by everybody. Buy-in by the it started at the top. I mean, things become easy when you're good at the top. And we were not only good at the top, we were great at the top with Wayne, Mr. Huizenga, Mr. Bill Torrey. And then it goes on to Bobby Clark and Roger Nielsen and Lindy Ruff and Dwayne Sutter. And, you know, it's just great to be able to list these guys' names. And especially the last 24 hours, being able to rub shoulders again and say hello and see where the families are at. And although you keep in touch with some guys, it's not the same for everybody. So it's not only was that a special time for us, but it's a special time being able to come back, being honored the way that it is. And I think if people in South Florida are so lucky to have the hockey team that's going to be hitting the ice tonight as their representatives for the next year, this is just a quality group of guys. And I think it's the same thing as what I just listed. I think the hockey team is great right from the top straight through to the last guy on the totem pole. And that makes such a big difference. And I'm hoping that they'll be able to give it a big push this year and not only do what we did, but hit the pinnacle and bring a Stanley Cup down here to South Florida.
Brian Skrudland here with us. Brian, I know a bunch of you guys got together. It was 15 members of the original Panthers, and I'm also told that there was an open bar at this little get-together for you guys last night. How did that go over with you guys? Anyone throw down pretty
there? You're only saying that because you're hearing my voice this morning, correct?
I got some inside information that there was a little party last night.
Well, you know, that's the one thing about this beautiful area of South Florida. These places stay open way too late, and I like that for some funny reason. So, anyway, it was dragging a few of the staff, a couple of the guys out last night. We had a hoot and a holler, and we just man, you know, not even the drinking game as much as it was the simple fact. There were so many stories to get caught up on, and I think my voice is probably tired from talking as much as it was having a good cold beer.
What's the best story that got caught up on that can go on the air here?
Oh my. Well, you know, there was a couple Joe Rose stories there thrown out there last night. Number one, they're not allowed on the air. I'll guarantee you that. But Joe was doing an interview with me way back, and he came in single. He had he had the camera, he had the microphone, the whole bit. So anyway, the guys and I, we had a little bit of fun. We turned it on him. We turned the camera on him. I started interviewing him, asking the questions. Well, it got quite intimate and a little over the top. Well, I got hit with the flood in 2013 in Calgary, and I never transferred that damn tape over to a CD or anything, and I lost it in the flood. I'll tell you guys, if we were to watch that today, Joe would laugh his ass off. He'd probably die in laughter. So anyway, that was part of, I think, that whole group. We just had every day it was somebody else. You guys played a big part in it as well. I say that we were able to have a lot of fun. Let's face it, you were the only ones back then with a camera. Our phones are too big to have cameras in them. I guess you guys made us look pretty darn good as well, and we thank you all for that, because you're really... There probably could have been the odd story that could have been thrown and misconstrued, and you guys were great at keeping that under wraps and continuing with the idea that we were just a hardworking group of guys that came down there to win together and have some fun, and fun we certainly did. And we loved, you know, I love the fact of going down to Miami. I mean, I never realized I had so many friends in this world until I became a Florida Panther, and October and November hit in Canada. All of a sudden, I heard from guys that I used to go to kindergarten with, for crying out loud. They wanted to come down for a week. So it was fun. The idea of a kid from Saskatchewan playing hockey in South Florida, hitting the beach every day after practice. I mean, this script couldn't have been written any better. And here we are being able to celebrate it 25 years later. So it's a riot.
Brian, is this true that you coach the Boogeyman? Because we have him on every week here, and he's very, you know, professional and buttoned up. The head coach, of course, of the Cats. Did you coach him as a player?
I had him in Calgary. I was an assistant with Brad McCrimmon and Greg Gilbert. And Bob came over, and as you just described him, he was to the T. He was a consummate professional. And I know that he'll get the same thing out of these guys without even, you know, really raising a finger. He just sounds like he's had just great success. I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight as well, and wishing him the best of the season. But I think the guys, he's a player's coach from what I hear. I think the guys will really enjoy playing for him, in a sense that he's going to be a rewarding type of coach. And I think that's what the players really enjoy playing for today.
So you're not going to spill any stories on Bugner, then? We're not going to get any.
I don't have any. He was that good. I don't have any. And it was pretty hard to check curfew when you weren't in yourself. So I never checked curfew.
All right. You work with the Panthers with Barkov. Give us a story of Barkov, the younger Barkov. You must have taught him how to cheat on faceoffs, right?
Oh, my. Now, isn't that guy just a stud? I mean, we've got there's the excitement for this hockey team as well. And for the guys to recognize Alexander, in the sense that he has that ability to carry the C and represent that hockey team the way that they need to be, I think it was just a fabulous choice. You couldn't get a word out of him edgewise when I first came here. Yet you knew every now and then that he was just sly enough to do some funny things, and I guess he's having a lot of fun with you guys, with the media, and you're really enjoying having him as well. And I think, you know, it's a give and take relationship, and you guys do it better than anybody in the league down here, and I think the players really do appreciate it. So Alex is I'm looking forward to hearing some stories, because really before I had left, I hadn't heard a lot. There was a young, quiet Russian Finn at 6'3", 220 pounds, and with hands of gold. I mean, this guy's got some of the slickest hands in the league. I'm just looking forward to seeing him on the ice tonight.
Brian Skrudlin, kind enough to join us this morning. Brian, it's going to be very exciting tonight at the home opener. You and a bunch of the other guys are going to be honored tonight. So I know we're all looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to getting finally a home regular season hockey game here tonight. And of course, you can hear it on WQAM. Brian, thank you for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
You got it, guys, and good luck this season. Enjoy yourselves.
Thanks so much. Brian Skrudlin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.